With sport, here's Barry Guy.
Spanish teenager Carlos Alcaraz and German third seed Alexander Zverev both save match points to fight back from the brink and reach the French Open third round, while world number one Novak Djokovic had no such problems. Both Alcaraz and Zverev won tough five setters, while Djokovic had another straight sets victory to keep his title defence and quest for a record-equalling 21st Grand Slam on track.
Well, so far so good. I'm pleased with the way I've been feeling on the court, the way I've been striking the ball. And I'm just glad to play the way I've been playing the first two rounds. So everything is going in the right direction, and I'm looking forward to the next challenge.
In the women's draw, fourth seed Maria Sakkari was beaten, while New Zealanders Michael Venus and Erin Routliffe won their respective opening round doubles matches. The Mystics coach Helene Wilson doesn't think Grayson Wecky's ankle injury will affect her Silver Ferns aspirations. The star shooter is aiming to get back on court for the ANZ Premiership defending champions for a potential elimination final on June the 8th. Trials for the Commonwealth Games squad will be held from June the 20th, and Wilson believes Wecky will be able to take part.
I don't think the Silver Ferns is an issue for her. I think what she needs to do is concentrate on just getting healthy, getting back on court, building up her confidence, and if she can do that in the ANZ Premiership, that bodes well for her for trials for Silver Ferns.
The Mystics face a crunch game against the Pulse on Saturday, who are threatening to overtake them at the top of the standings. Warriors half Chanel Harris-Tavita has won the admiration of his coach for sticking to his decision to take a break from rugby league next season. Harris-Tavita was offered a substantial contract with the Warriors, and two other NRL clubs were also bidding for his services, but the 23-year-old turned them down. Harris-Tavita will return from injury against the Knights in Redcliffe on Saturday, and Warriors coach Nathan Brown says he never tried to dissuade him from stepping away from the game.
To actually turn down the money and go into no man's land is a big, big decision, and credit to the kid for doing what he wants to do, because you just don't play rugby league or sport just because you're good at it. You've got to want to do it.
Nathan Brown. Koinana, Purongo, Hakinikina.